relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
You know where they say there's no letter I in the word team? I guess there's no chocolate chips either. I've been told I cannot eat cookies on live radio. So be it, Professor Shad. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We're having far too much fun. Should we get serious? Everybody watching on YouTube, hands up. Serious? Right hand or fun? Left hand. Hang on, let me just... Okay, let's do a bit of fun first. Let's do a little bit of fun. The vote is in, and then we'll take some calls as well. Did you hear what Tucker Carlson did last night? I'm allowed to talk about this. I'm allowed to talk about anything except the top secret stuff. Because it's about me as well. Tucker Carlson discussed PhDs and whether or not they should be described as doctors or not, and how the left and the mainstream media has a strange lack of consistency with how they use the appellation of doctor. And it was very well done. Let's listen. Let's watch. It has to do with Jill, not a Dr. Biden. And here is Tucker Carlson's splendid... Oh, no. What are we doing? Do we have a problem with the video? No, we don't. We've got a thumbs up. I can see through the YouTubes. Video cut 12.
So contrary to what you may have read, Dr. Jill Biden is not a healer. She's not allowed to write prescriptions. She wouldn't know what to do with your appendix. Dr. Jill has an education degree from some school in Delaware, and you're supposed to find that highly impressive. She could be a surgeon general. Now, many have laughed at the apparent absurdity of this, but we took it seriously because that's our job. We actually read her dissertation this week, the very document that made her, quote, a doctor. And what did we discover when we did that? We're going to give it to you in a diagnosis. Dr. Jill needs reading glasses. Either that or she's borderline illiterate. There are typos everywhere, including in the first graph of the introduction. Dr. Jill can't write. And she can't really think clearly either. Parts of the dissertation seem to be written in a foreign language using English words. They're essentially pure nonsense, like pig Latin or dogs barking. The whole thing is just incredibly embarrassing. And not simply to poor illiterate Jill Biden, but to the college that considered this crap scholarship. Embarrassing, in fact, to our entire system of higher education, to the nation itself. Jill Biden's doctoral dissertation is our national shame. Are we overstating this? Well, you decide. On the very first page of Dr. Biden's opus, she describes an average class of students at a community college called Delaware Tech. Of course, she counts the students by their skin color. She's a Biden, after all. But pay close attention to the math. Quote, 3/4 of the class will be Caucasian. 1/4 of the class will be African-American. 1 seat will hold a Latino. And the remaining seats will be filled with students of Asian descent or non-resident aliens. In other words, somehow Dr. Biden accounted for all 5/4 of the class, which actually isn't easy. You've got to pay very close attention to do something like that. As the dissertation continues, so does Dr. Jill's habit of counting things in non-traditional ways. On page 47, for example, she writes this, quote, Of the 159 students surveyed, 55 received financial aid, 41 pay their own tuition bills, 45 students' parents pay, 3 spouses pay, 9 receive scholarships, and 9 others receive funds through the GI Bill, vocational rehabilitation programs, or grant. Now, we said that fast, but did you follow the accounting there? Jill Biden surveyed 159 students, but she received a total of 162 responses. So go ahead and try that at home. You can't. You're not a doctor. And it goes on. At one point, Dr. Jill suggests, and this is innovative, that, quote, the administration may want to consider in future planning an 8-week study week. An 8-week week. Bet you no one in the administration thought of that before. In their tired, Western, linear approach to time and space, there was only a single week in a week. Yet another relic of the patriarchy. But once Jill Biden smashed the glass ceiling that shielded community colleges in Delaware from new progressive approaches to time management, a week could have 8 full weeks. As Jill Biden herself might say, that's an 8,000% increase. Not bad. All right, we're being cruel.
Those who weren't watching, for the whole segment, they had a photograph of Jill Biden photoshopped into an OR in her nice, you know, cocktail dress while somebody's being operated on. Jill, as a friend of mine on talk radio called Chris Plant says, Jill, not a Biden. Jill, not a Dr. Biden. So let's just reiterate the fun things. Let me walk you through the world of a PhD for a second, what it means. And God bless community colleges. I think we should have many more community colleges and far less overpriced garbage Ivy League colleges. But a PhD from, what is it, Delaware Tech? A community college that has PhDs? Do you know what a PhD is? It's years of your life. For me, it was, 6 or 7? You have to do the research, do the reading, come up with a new concept, defend it in writing, defend it orally with an external panel. It's a test in perseverance, truly, because by the time you've written something for 5 years straight, you want to shred it. You don't want to see it again. But a person, do you know her thesis was 130 pages long? I'm sorry, there's no such thing as a PhD thesis. It's an EDD. It's a master's degree in education, is what it really is. But she can do amazing math. Five quarters of the class, and then to get results from 162 people when you only surveyed 159. Now I understand how her husband won the election, don't you? I think it's called Biden math. Especially when a week, according to her, in her dissertation, which I presume was corrected, somebody read it once maybe before it was published, she had 8-week-long weeks. Yes. Jill, not a doctor, Biden. All right, let's get a little bit more serious. Let's talk about the important stuff, not the inconsistencies of the media. Let's continue with the incredible audio and video from the person who was uncovering all the corruption in the election in Nevada. This is, again, Attorney Jesse Binnell in front of the Senate hearing yesterday, talking about what they were allowed to do when they asked to inspect the technology, the hardware used to run those elections. This is video cut 3, Jesse Binnell.
2 Clark County technical employees came forward completely independent of each other and explained that they discovered that the number of votes recorded by voting machines and stored on USB drives would change between the time the polls were closed at night and when they were reopened the next morning. In other words, votes were literally appearing and disappearing in the dead of night. When we attempted to verify the integrity of these voting machines, we were allowed only a useless visual inspection of the outside of a USB drive. We were denied a forensic examination.
The examination afforded them was to look at the exterior of a USB drive. That's a joke. That means they're cheating. And they're laughing at those who challenge them.
On this issue, let's talk to Kim in Ohio, line three.
Yes. Good afternoon, Mr. Gorka. I listen to your show often, and I do appreciate everything you do. But I'm having a problem here with the voter election that just recently happened. If, in fact, there was voter fraud, has any of this been proven in court that you know of?
No court wants to hear it. Did you not hear the audio and the video we just played?
I did. However, if there's tens of thousands of people who are dead voting or that do not live in a certain state and are voting within that state, wouldn't the court have to listen to the actual proof?
Why would they? How do you force a judge to listen to something he doesn't want to listen to? What do? You tie them down?
But if it's their job...
Yeah, you'd think so, but they refuse to. How does the Supreme Court say we're not going to give Texas a chance to actually make their case before us because we don't think Texas has any right to challenge another state's presidential election? So do you understand what's happening in America?
Oh, I understand completely. And as it stands right now, we have a new president and vice president that will be in office January 20th. But if, in fact, there is all of this voter fraud, why hasn't the court ruled?
Kim, you've never listened to my show once. Every bloody day I tell you why. Cowards. Lack of courage. Don't waste my time. This is America First. Next, former NYPD Commissioner Bernard Kerik.
First place in your heart, America First with Dr. G.
Welcome back, dear friends. Did you hear what Pete and Seth Talbert did? On this show live, they donated for 500 children to have a better Christmas. Wow. That's the wonder, that's the attraction of the Prison Fellowship Angel Tree Program, where a donation of just $22 gets a child whose mother or father is incarcerated a Christmas gift, a children's Bible, and a letter of love and hope from that lost parent. Make a difference today. Be that Christmas angel. Go to our webpage, sebgorka.com. Click on the Angel Tree banner. You don't have to do it for 500 kids. One is great. 10 would be amazing. $220 changes the Christmas for the better for 10 children in America. You can call the Prison Fellowship at 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. Or just go to our webpage, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner. Do it today. It is one of the most blessed things you can do. Somebody else who's been doing the Lord's work in fighting for the truth is a good friend of the show. He was the 40th police commissioner of the New York City Police Department, the author of The Lost Son, A Life in Pursuit of Justice. He's Bernie Kerik. Commissioner Kerik, welcome back to America First.
Thanks, Sebastian.
I asked you in the break, you sounded very mellow when you came on the line, very relaxed, and you admitted to me that you basically haven't had a break since the election. You've been working every hour God sends you. Tell us how we are faring. We saw the Electoral College hold sessions in the state houses. We had Mo Brooks on the show yesterday. Rudy is out of the hospital. The fight continues. What should our millions of listeners and viewers know in terms of the latest developments?
Well, first of all, the mayor, as you probably know, I think you've talked to him, he's in, I have to tell you, I don't know what they gave him, but he's like the Energizer Bunny. You know, I don't know what that medication is. He was down for a day, maybe, back to work in three, and he's been running at about 18 hours a day ever since. You know, I kind of feel like I did when I was police commissioner of the city of New York. He's got the same schedule. So your listeners should also know that there is a team of extremely dedicated people working with the mayor to basically educate the American public and the legislatures on what happened on November 3rd, a stolen election, an election that was infiltrated by a criminal Democratic Party that basically infused hundreds of thousands of votes in a number of different cities around the country to knock up the numbers, and then in addition used the Dominion machines, the Smartmatic software and others to basically corrupt the process. We're in the process of going through that. We've got an extremely dedicated team of professionals that's looking at it. And our job basically is to educate the American public, educate the electors, educate the legislatures, and make sure that they know under no circumstance in many of these cities, probably 8 to 10 cities, can you actually certify a state, certify a vote knowing that it was corrupted, it was wrong, it was criminal. And that's our job right now. That's basically what we're doing. And I think in the next week or so, there'll be a lot more to come.
So let me share with you a common refrain from the mainstream, from the left. We even had a caller who tried to bait me with the same logic a few moments ago, who said, well, you know, if there were evidence of fraud, then a judge would have had to have heard it. You know the system, Bernie Kerik, Commissioner. What is your response to say to those who say, well, you know, they didn't hear it, so there can't be any evidence?
Well, here's the thing that people have to understand. One, you know, the courts in many situations, they don't want to get in the middle of politics, number one. But number two, anybody in this country that has followed anything with regard to the Trump administration in the past 4 years has a very clear, broad understanding that the criminal justice system isn't always on the up and up. It's not what it should be.
Right.
You know, whether it's the senior levels of the FBI and the Department of Justice, whether it's, you know, the charging rate of United States attorneys, whether it's, you know, their decision-making on who they're going to prosecute and why. Nobody in this country, including most of my Democratic friends, probably 90%, there isn't anybody I know, for the most part, that doesn't know that the Biden family is sort of a criminal empire. And it was led by Hunter Biden, by his uncle Jim, and a co-conspirator, a primary co-conspirator of their criminal activity was Joe Biden. It's the revelations that came out of the hard drive from hell is overwhelming. We now know that there was an active tax investigation prior to the mayor and I exposing that hard drive. There was an increase in the investigation as a result of the hard drive. So for anybody to say there wasn't any evidence, that's absurd. Why they're not in handcuffs, why they're not indicted already, I can't answer for that. But what I can tell you was the evidence was overwhelming. So, you know, on the election front, when you hear people say, you know, things like that, like, why aren't the courts involved? Why isn't the prosecutions? Well, you know what? We have thousands of sworn depositions, no different, sworn affidavits, no different than you would have to be able to put in front of a grand jury. Thousands. We have video footage of the theft of thousands of votes in Fulton County, Georgia. Under any other circumstance, you'd take that evidence before a grand jury, you'd stick people before the grand jury, and you would come out with an indictment. Why hasn't it happened? It hasn't happened because of politics. But unfortunately for us, politics is way too infused in our criminal justice system, and it's killing this country. The bottom line is, what happened on November 3rd should have not happened. What happened on November 3rd was done, created, orchestrated systematically by the Democrats. But I've said this to you before privately, and I think publicly, I am a very strong believer that if President Trump does not get elected, it's not going to be the Democrats or Joe Biden. It's going to be the Republicans that failed to do the job they were sworn to do. That's who's going to be responsible for this. So they better get out. They better do their job. They better educate the American people and stand up, grow some courage, and call it like it is.
Yeah. When I was in the White House, I said it after I left the White House. Donald J. Trump became president despite the GOP, not thanks to the GOP. And we're seeing just how true that is right now. We are talking to the 40th commissioner of the New York Police Department. You can get his book, The Lost Son, A Life in Pursuit of Justice, today. Follow him on Twitter at Bernard Kerik. He'll be back with us for one more segment. This is America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, member of the President's National Security Education Board, on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is marking its season of hope, and they need your help. The foundation is honoring America's heroes by donating 36 homes in 36 days. That's one home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. Tunnel to Towers is gifting homes in more than two dozen states across our nation. They're bringing hope to great Americans, our catastrophically injured veterans, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families. The foundation is giving thanks to all of those who have sacrificed so much for us, and to the many people like you across this country who have supported their efforts to honor our nation's heroes. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month by going to t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Help bring hope to America's heroes and their families. Thank you.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Every single day. Welcome back, dear friends. I own many firearms, you know that. One of my favorites is my 9mm Kahr, K-A-H-R. We interviewed the owner, Justin Moon, of that amazing company at SHOT Show. He revolutionized the pocket pistol game 25 years ago. They are a U.S.-based firearms manufacturer who's in this fight for America with us here at America First. Kahr makes patented, high-quality pocket pistols at the best prices, and you can find one usually on my ankle. Visit KAHR.com to find the right one for you today. That's KAHR.com. Come. We are back with none other than the 40th commissioner of the NYPD, Bernie Kerik. Follow him at Bernard Kerik on Twitter. We have to discuss the story that just will not go away. Talk about him if you don't want to, but I'll give you my take on AG Barr and what happened recently. We have the Attorney General of the United States, the second highest law enforcement officer, who admitted that there was an ongoing federal investigation, criminal investigation into Hunter Biden, but he didn't want to reveal the existence of that investigation before the election because that would have been political interference. As a taxpayer, as an American citizen, not mentioning it is also political interference. Your comment, Commissioner?
Honestly, Sebastian, the second portion of your statement is where my head is. I honestly believe there's more interference if you don't mention it.
Yeah.
And I can't explain it. I cannot explain why who makes that decision, why the decision was made. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is everybody knew this had happened. And if it wasn't for justice and it wasn't for the mainstream media, concealing, suppressing, not putting it out public. Think of this. think of this. For the last 2 years, Rudy Giuliani exposed enormous amounts of information on the Ukrainian front, the Russian front, the Hunter Biden front, the hard drive from hell, all that stuff. Rudy Giuliani over and over and over, and the mainstream media and all the pundits out there attacked him, slaughtered him, crucified him, only for the New York Times last week, only for the New York Times last week to say, oh, the information that Rudy Giuliani exposed on the Hunter Biden hard drive resulted in a second investigation.
Right.
Don't tell me the New York Times just found that out.
Yeah.
They knew that. They knew that, just like everybody else did. The bottom line is that information was suppressed intentionally. It was suppressed to have an impact on the election. It was suppressed to have a, to allow them to continue this Russian collusion, Ukrainian, and all these other attack fronts, these attempted coups on the president. That was the purpose of this. The bottom line, it was a disservice to this country. It, you know, for the life of me, I cannot understand. Think of this. We've seen these investigations as they've gone forward. You know, Roger Stone, Paul Manafort, General Flynn. There's a paragraph in a newspaper article. There's two sentences in that paragraph. And the next day, based on two sentences, they're dropping subpoenas. They're raiding people's homes. They're sending SWAT teams out to get them. Based on two sentences.
Yeah.
In this case, you have mountains and mountains and mountains of evidence. There's no grand jury. There's no investigation. There's no nothing. Nobody knows. Come on. Come on. It's making us look like fools. Making this country look like idiots.
I think we found the title for this YouTube post, for this segment. That's an incredible comparison. The difference between the mounts of evidence with Hunter Biden, criminality, national security vulnerabilities, vice the two sentences in a congressional testimony that got Roger Stone imprisoned. You have shone a light.
Think about it. How many times has that happened?
Yeah.
How many times?
Yeah. Well,
how many times does it happen on a normal daily basis?
You just look at General Flynn. You just look at Manafort. What his suits were too expensive, and he misfiled his mortgage. It's an outrage. But as long as we have people like you, as long as we have Rudy out there fighting, America has a shot, because that is the American spirit. God bless you, Commissioner. I wish you a very, very Merry Christmas and a little bit of rest whenever you can get it. Follow this man right now. Support him at Bernard Kerik on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We're going to take your calls next on 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from just outside the fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C. from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know it? Because I've lived it now for almost 2 years, and I'm getting the pain relief that tens of thousands of my fellow Americans are getting, like Yvonne in California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. That's just incredible. That could be you. But you've got to find out. You've got to order the 3-week quick starter pack. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, it's Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of the 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Order it today at ReliefFactor.com. Call them on 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. You've waited long enough. Do it now.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Carr Firearms.
Traditionally, when a new president comes in, they fire all the U.S. attorneys. If he wants to show that this is going to be an upright, upstanding Biden administration and that they're going to actually let the cards lie where the cards lie on Hunter Biden, he needs to leave that U.S. attorney in place. So that's something very carefully to watch. If the U.S. attorney is fired, in the first weeks of the administration. And if the investigation goes to a Biden appointee, you can tell the fix is in and there's not going to be justice. But Hunter Biden deserves the same justice that Paul Manafort got. Nothing less, nothing more.
I like that. Hunter Biden deserves the same justice that Paul Manafort received. I think that's a sound piece of advice from Senator Rand Paul. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you're looking for that ideal Christmas present, we have a bundle for you. A Christmas bundle at our new store, SebGorkaStore.com. It's all three of my books, starting with the New York Times bestseller, Defeating Jihad, then Why We Fight, and lastly, The War for America's Soul, all signed by me. The only place on the planet you can get that bundle signed by me. Check it out right now. You know you want it, or you want to give it to somebody. SebGorkaStore.com. SebGorka, SebStore.com. Do we take complaints at America First? Do we take complaints, guys? Do we have that kind of complaint department thing with the grenade? Pick a number one. Let's hand that grenade to Ty in San Antonio, line four.
I knew you would take my call, man.
My producer tells me to, so I just obey.
No, you got a lot of passion. I've been listening to you ever since you started, and you know there's a lot of frustration going on right now by everybody. And my advice to you is you don't have to flex your intellectual muscle on everybody that you don't agree with, right?
Why not?
There's a lot of people.
Why not?
Because first of all, from a business model, it probably doesn't help your listeners.
I think I'm doing pretty well. Between you and me in the last 2 years, I'm not going to give out the figures. But you know what, dude? I'm doing pretty well.
I think you're doing pretty good, too. But listen, from the standpoint of somebody who's been a conservative their whole lives, I'm 38 years old, I agree with pretty much everything you say. But there's a lot of people right now that are standing back looking at how corrupt our media is, how corrupt our justice system is, and how corrupt our politics are. And they're wondering, why would I want to engage in something that is futile, something that bears no fruit, something that I care about really more than almost anything next to my family? I love my country so much because I want to turn over something to my kids that is somewhere in line with what I got. But right now, we have no control over the direction that this place is going. So when you take a look at something like Georgia, you're like, you know what? We want to hold on to the Senate. But then you listen to somebody like Mitch McConnell throwing in the towels whenever really all this is about. They just want to turn the page. They don't give a damn about
Biden. You're kind of being disingenuous because you're not talking to me about what you said to Mr. G you're going to talk about. And you know, asking me, you know, rhetorical.
No, listen, I told you. No, I told you. I said you don't need to flex your intellectual muscle. You don't need to talk down to your listeners simply because the frustration right now is really palpable.
Hang on. You called in to discuss the caller who said, why aren't I – can I comment on Kerry going to the Antarctic? Dude, if you want to talk about that, I'm not going to flex my intellectual muscle because I don't need any to make the point that you are wasting my time talking about Antarctica. My turn. I don't care who you are. It has nothing to do with intellect. You call up on this show to talk about one of the dumbest people in America, John Kerry, going to Antarctica when they are pulling out suitcases of ballots from under the table on camera. You are wasting my time, and it's got nothing to do with intellect. It's being an idiot in terms of shooting the target that's 25 meters in front of you and not talking about irrelevant crap 3 miles away.
Right. You want to drive everybody towards a futile exercise in talking about ballots being
what
brought up.
What? Okay. So I should be talking about the Antarctic. That's the non-feudal topic.
Listen, I think it's very interesting. Why the hell would John Kerry be going?
Who gives a damn?
On the day of the election, and the fact.
Oh, okay. Stop. All right. Stop. Tie. Stop. Okay. I'm going to let you have the microphone for 60 seconds. You tell me right now, in your wildest dreams, what you thought Kerry was doing on the ice pack on election day. Go with it.
I think there's a lot of things
You tell me, what was he doing and why should I care?
There's a lot of shady things. There's a lot of manipulation. There's
You're
a lot
wasting
of
my time. Dude, okay, stop. Stay on the line. Play Jesse Waters. Cut five. Just let him listen.
That always strikes me is, you remember the guy that said he drove 300,000 ballots from New York to Pennsylvania, was told to park somewhere and wakes up the next morning and the truck is stolen with all the ballots? How is that not the biggest story in the country right now?
Ty, 300,000 ballots feloniously taken over state lines in a federal election and then stolen. And you're wasting my time on spurious idiocy about ice shelves and John Kerry. Do you understand how insane a waste of time you are investing in right now?
Sebastian, what are we prepared to do about those trucks and those ballots that are pulled out from under the table?
Because you're going to go to Antarctica, right? Because you're going to get your submarine and go to Antarctica. Don't waste my time with absurd ideas when right in front of our faces they're trying to steal the country. And if I need to do something about it, I'm going to be doing it right here on the soil of America.
All you're doing is searching for ratings. Check your blood pressure, my friend, okay?
I don't need to search for ratings. I do what I do because... Do you see a script? Go on YouTube and show me the script I'm reading. What you are getting is me. 100%. And if you don't like it, Ty, you know what you can do? There's a big off button. Press it. And good riddance to you and your kooky, stupid theories about the dumbest people in politics going to Antarctica. Good riddance. Yeah, because I fake it. This is America First. And if you call us, whether you're Ty or somebody else, don't do it. On one of the big tech built big cell phone company lines, do it with the only conservative cell phone company out there. They're Christians, they're conservatives, and they're on America's side. They're called Patriot Mobile. They're rated number one in customer service in America. Call them 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. And right now, because it's the Yuletide season, they have the Gift to Give program where you and a loved one can get a Samsung A11 phone for free. It's the Gift to Give until November 19th. Call them today, patriotmobile.com/GORKA, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. You can keep your old numbers. They'll transfer them. It's super simple. They have an amazing national network. And guess what? They donate. They support causes that you believe in. Like the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, religious freedom, the right to life. Unlike the big cell phone companies that fund things like Planned Parenthood and gun control organizations. Don't let them use your money against you. You know it makes sense. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. 972-PATRIOT.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
I think a good rant is worth a workout, isn't it? I think they say you got to get your blood, your heart racing. Thank you, Ty. I don't need to go to the gym later. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. If you're looking for a fabulous Christmas gift, it doesn't matter who they are. It could be that mother-in-law you don't like. Be nice! Get them one of Mike Lindell's My Pillows, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape, guaranteed for 10 years, and now more than 60% off because you're a friend of this show. Mike Lindell is going to give you the biggest discount ever. Just use my name at MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. I wanted to say something yesterday about the weather. You know, like broken clocks are right twice a day. It's shocking when the weathermen get something right. We were told at 10 o'clock yesterday it would snow. I was walking my dogs. At 10:03, the first snowflakes fell. Once in 10 years, it's not bad, not bad. But then when we got an inch of snow and DC closed down, And then the Chiron's on Fox News. Massive snowstorms! And there's this correspondent standing in Times Square, and they pan down onto the sidewalk. And there's, like, a little bit of snow there, and a little dusting over there. What has happened to this nation? Let's go to John in South Carolina, line four. Welcome back, John.
Dr. G, I talk to you more often than I talk to my girlfriend, and I'm so honored.
Don't get me in trouble with your lady. Thank you very much.
Listen, let me posit a theory behind what Ty was saying.
Yes.
And I think there's an element of truth to what he was saying.
Antarctica, I'm going to have to press the dumb button if you're going to Antarctica, dude.
No, I'm not going that route. That's not where I'm going. That's not what you were hearing, and I think that's what outraged you. But here's, I think, what he was trying to say. Are suburban soccer moms going to take up AR-15s to defend the country? So there is possible.
Well, they didn't in 1776, even if we didn't have any. But look, two percent of the colonials fought the Brits. So the idea that America has to rise up is fallacious and always has been fallacious.
But here's the thing. What was the element in the blue pill and red pill in the Matrix? Which one was it that you would roll over and go back to sleep?
Blue.
Was it the blue pill? That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Basically, that's what's happening in this country, is that they're taking the blue pill. So are the courts. They aren't cowards, per se, at least in their minds. They believe they're averting a civil war that would destroy this country, akin to a 21st century French Revolution.
I think you're truly overestimating them. I think you're doing the classic
mistake.
I'm not sure
that I am.
You're making the classic mistake of the intelligence analyst. You're mirror imaging. You're positing your values, your standards on people who are lesser. These people they're not thinking strategically. They're not thinking of civil wars. They have no historic context. They're just, who said it? Someone on the show said, they're just bloody civil servants with black robes. They're cowards. That's all they are. You're overthinking it. Don't overthink it. Go with Occam's razor. The simplest answer is usually the right one. Stay on this channel.